We are lucky enough to be talking right now to Randy from Red. How's it going, man?
It's going good. Just enjoying the summer heat and doing what we do. Starting rehearsals and getting ready to start doing festivals and start making a new record.
Right on, dude. So that's what you've been up to since Winter Jam is rehearsals and getting ready for the summer?
Well, we took a hard 4 weeks off where we didn't even pick up instruments or do anything. You know, it's 48 shows in 3 months is a beating. So we, you know, we needed to take time off for family. But, you know, we got back to it, started working in May, and here we are in June, and festivals start this week.
Sweet, man. So I saw that you had the End of Silence 10-year anniversary gold edition just come out. You're celebrating 10 years as a band. What are a few of the things you're most proud of or some of your favorite accomplishments over the past 10 years as a band?
I'd say more than anything, what the music has done for our listeners. People reach out and tell us what a song has done for them, you know, emotionally or mentally or spiritually. And that's the reason we started doing music in the first place was, you know, when we were kids, bands did the same thing for us. And we wanted to do the same thing for, you know, our generation. And, you know, aside from that, there's been, you know, awards and recognitions and things like that that have come along the way. They've been awesome too, but the aspect of our fans is what's been most important and a thrill for us.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. So your 10 years as a band still going strong. What are some things you want to accomplish coming up? Like what are your goals going forward?
I would say just, you know, to keep remaining on the same track that we are. You know, we've got one album left on our record deal and we're gonna, you know, keep going as long as we can, as long as people are listening to music and buying records and coming to shows. You know, we're going to be here. So we love what we do, and we wanted to do it since we were kids. And we've started touring all around the world and developing the fan bases over there in Europe and Russia. And we're hoping to chart new territory and, make the best music that we can, music that will be fun to listen to 20 years from now.
Right on, dude. So you've got some stuff coming up this summer, and then looking ahead a little bit, you've announced that you've got the 10-year anniversary tour for End of Silence. And every time I've seen you guys in concert, you've got something besides just the music going on. You know, like on Winter Jam, you had the face painting for the graphic novel and everything. So any previews, any ideas of what you've got coming up for the End of Silence tour?
If I told you, they wouldn't hear your voice on the radio anymore because we'd have to kill you. I can't give any of that up. No, I'll say what I can say is, this tour is going to be about our fans, period. We're gonna make it about them. So there's going to be, a lot of hard work that goes into it as usual. And, it's going to just be a celebration of 10 years of End of Silence. And like I said, we've had so many people reach out to us of what these songs have done for them and what the album's done for them in general, it's just going to be a big old party. So we're excited because we're Disciple and Spoken are coming out with us, and Spoken was the first tour we ever did back in January of 2006, and we toured with Kevin and Disciple, five or six times. So it's going to be a bunch of buddies on tour, and it's going to be a great hang, and have guest appearances, some cameos.
Oh, man. I can't wait. I'm excited, dude. I'm looking forward to it. And then before we get to the fall, for our Radio U Ohio listeners, you guys are going to be at Spirit Song Festival at Kings Island in a couple weeks. And what else do you guys have coming up this summer?
Yeah, we got about 15 festivals to do this summer. And this August, we'll be heading to Europe. And we'll be doing some big rock radio festivals over there. And we'll go to, I think it will be Germany, Switzerland, Austria, Russia, Belarus, and a couple more, I think. But that starts mid-August, then we come back, and we start preparing for the fall tour, which will probably be in October.
All right, sounds like you guys are going to be busy. So, hey, good talking to you, man, and good luck coming up this summer, and congratulations on making it 10 years and everything you've done, man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.